Okay, well, is there any difference between what you would call the ordinary pieces of wood you would use to start a fire and you would call, say, this different kind of wood that you cut into little splinters?
It would be smaller than it would be a kindling. Kindle a fire with it.
Well, is it the same kind of wood, or does it come from the same kind of tree, for example? Do you know?
No, and if you have some kindling plant, it would come from lightwood. Tree or stump one, you know.
I see. Well, what do you call a place that has a rod and a hanger for hanging clothes?
Well, I'd call it a clothes hanger.
Well, what would you call, say, you've got the hangers. What would you call the little room that the hangers are in?
Well, I call it a I would call it a closet.
Right. And what if you could move this closet around? Would you call it something different? You know, if you had a closet that you could pick up and move.
I just say it was a mighty light closet.
Mighty light closet. That's a good name. What do you call, say, you know, a house very often has these boards that overlap like this?
That's right.
What do you call those boards? Do you have any special name for them?
Well, I call it a weatherboard.
Weatherboard.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what do you call the covered area, you know, at the front or at the side of your house where some chairs might be placed? You know, you say that people like to sit in their rocking chairs where?
On the porch.
Yeah, right. And you just call it the porch. Well, what would you call the porch out there if it didn't have a roof? Would you call it something different?
It didn't have a roof?
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Well, I mean, you know, if you still would call it the same thing, that's fine, too.
Well, I just call it a porch that didn't have no kibble on it.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. Well, what would you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are put up before you milk them?
Well, I call it a fence around the lot.
You just call it a fence around the lot?
That's right.
And you wouldn't have any special name for it?
No, I'm going to protect the cow from coming out.
Uh-huh. I see. Thank you. Well, now, what would you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Well, I call it a stone fence.
A stone fence.
That's
okay,
right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, what would you call, say, a large wooden vessel, you know, open at the top that you carry water or milk in? You know, just a... What would you call that?
I'd call it a can.
You'd call it a can?
That's right, a small can or something like that.
Well, what if it were really a large, larger than that?
I'd call it a large can, either a large drum.
Would you ever say, call it a pail or a bucket or anything like that?
Well, I could call it a bucket.
Well, but would you ordinarily you'd call it a can instead of a bucket?
That's right.
I see. Okay, fine.